Some emergency rooms report seeing a surge of patients in mental health crisis during the pandemic. Among them is Memorial Health, which operates 5 hospitals across central Illinois. To meet the need, the health system's behavioral health affiliate launched a mental health crisis clinic last month. Memorial Behavioral Health President Diana Nabe spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman about how they hope to help people in crisis while keeping them out of the ER.
As we looked at the data over the last couple of years, about 2/3 of the persons that present at the emergency rooms for behavioral health reasons ended up not being admitted to an inpatient unit anywhere. And lots of times we're checking all over the state trying to find places for folks, especially children, because there aren't as many children in patient behavioral health anymore in the state. And so we wanted to be able to offer an alternative to individuals who often are deflected. So I likened it to kind of being that acute care or express care kind of response for physical health issues. So for people who, you know, are feeling like they're in crisis, but they may not be at the point where they would meet criteria for inpatient admission, don't appear to also have any kind of medical issues.
So you want to reduce the patient's risk of exposure to the virus and also not occupy space in the ER that could be used for other people.
Yeah, you got it. I know, Christine, the other thing that was coming out, and it's probably been within the last month, I think, that we were all a little surprised by, but in some ways not, those individuals that have been inpatient and COVID positive are being found to actually have more episodes of anxiety and depression within the first 90 days of discharge. And again, if you kind of think about it from the standpoint of kind of trauma, and many of these folks are there in the hospital by themselves, may not know, and many have, you know, I think continuing medical issues as a result of COVID. And then again, I think some of the isolation and stigma related to COVID. And if they've had any sort of intubation or anything along that line, I think that in and of itself can be fairly traumatic. And so, you know, am I going to get it again? What, you know, all of those kinds of things. So it does make sense from that standpoint that there are certainly people at more risk. So we've been trying to get the word out to our fellow, you know, healthcare providers to be on the lookout for people who have been COVID positive and have, especially those that have been inpatient, that they may need a behavioral health referral.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts too on just, you know, I've been learning, obviously, there's a growing need for mental health services during this time. It's also a time when a lot of state and local revenues are down because of the economic fallout of the pandemic. And I just wonder if it concerns you that, you know, resources are going to be strained at a time when the need has never been greater.
Yeah, I think that certainly is a concern. Obviously, Illinois, you know, had all kinds of financial issues to begin with. It sounds like, you know, we're on the brink potentially of more, especially related to human services. So I think that is a real concern, a real valid concern for folks. And so, you know, I think for us not being, you know, being affiliated with a health system is helpful, because, you know, they've got diversification as far as funding bases and those kinds of things. So that gives us a little bit more protection than a standalone community mental health center who gets a lot of their funds from Medicaid, Medicare, and from, you know, grants. And so, you know, again, we're looking at how we can make sure that we're partnering with our healthcare providers and offering alternatives so that we're not burdening the hospital and the emergency rooms even more.
That's Diana Nabe, president of Memorial Behavioral Health. She spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. If you or someone you know may be considering suicide, contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK.